久没有见面了。
We have not seen each other for a long time.
差不多两个月的时间。
For about 2 months.
有人已经忘记这个聚会了。
Some have forgotten what this evening's meeting.
你们这两个月感到很舒服吗？
Do you feel very easy for these 2 months?
放假了，没有事情都很舒服了。
Well, you have a vacation, nothing to do, so you feel very at ease.
或者你们这两个月里面还是继续为这个聚会祷告。
Or for these 2 months, you are praying very hard for this evening's meeting.
为这个聚会祷告的，请举手我看看。
Those that pray for this meeting, just raise your hand.
举手看看，放下来。
Thank you.
我们多祷告
，If we pray more，
我们就多能力
；Then we have much power.
我们少祷告就少能力
；We pray less, we have less power.
不祷告就没有能力
；If we do not pray at all, we have no power.
这个时代是真需要上帝话语的时代
；This age is the age that need the word of God.
我们的年轻人每天可以从各方面接受许多不同的资讯、不同的知识、不同的言语。
We who are young can get different kind of information from different sources today.
但有一些原因真正不能造就我们的生命和人格。
But some of this information cannot build up the personality, the
life. 而且破坏我们的思想道德的力量。
But all the more it can destroy our morality, our life.
所以我们更需要上帝的话在我们的心中可以向下扎根。
All the more we need the word of God so they can root it in our life.
因为只有上帝的道使人产生信仰。
Because there is not the word of God that can produce faith in us.
信仰使人的生命有最大的能力。
And faith will produce great strength in our life.
无论对自己，无论对困难，无论对撒旦，我们都有建造生命、抵挡罪恶、改变环境的能力。
No matter to earn ourselves, also to the world, or to even our morality, it can help to build us and build society.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们现在一同打开罗马书第一章。
We want to turn to Romans chapter 1 together.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我们上一次已经讲到第十八节。
We already taught on the verse number 18.
今天我们要读第十九、第二十节。
We want to read verses 19 and 20 tonight.
翻到以后一同开声来读。
And after you have turned to it, we'll read together.
罗马书第一章第十九、第二十节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 19 to 20.
一、二、三。自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性。第十九节，对不起，第十九节开始，一二三，上帝的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。叫人无可推诿，请你念一遍。
And verses 19 to 20, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible nature, namely His eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
我再很清楚地念一次，把重的声音跟轻的声音分开来，你们注意，上帝的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，他的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。我们今天读经就到这个地方。
We start reading here.
我们再次低头祷告。
For more, we want to pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，因为你的恩、你的爱，你吸引我们到你的面前来。你要用你自身的真道来建造我们属灵的生命，用你活泼的圣言来建立我们纯正的信仰，用你至圣的圣灵来引导我们的理性，使我们归向你的真理。我们感谢，我们赞美你。求主今天在这个聚会中间设立宝座，发号施令，执掌王权，对我们的心说话，使我们众人因为你的话，我们可以站立起来，在磐石的上面坚固建造自己的灵性与信仰，好叫我们以后人生的路程更有能力来与主相通，更有能力与撒旦交战，更有能力领人到你的面前来。主啊，你听我们祷告，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，如此祈祷仰望是奉主耶稣基督的名求的，阿门。大家都感谢主，赞美主，
Praise the Lord，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
上一次我们的聚会里面提到神的愤怒 降在一些那些不虔不义的人身上。
We talk about the wrath of God that has fallen to those who are ungodly and those who are unrighteous.
这可以说是罗马书一个很重要的一个宣告。
This is a very important proclamation of the book of Romans.
这个宣告几乎在别的圣经界里面没有提出来。
And this proclamation nearly in other places of the Bible has never been mentioned.
从天上有上帝的怒气显明在地上一些人的身上。
That the wrath of God from heaven is revealed to some people on the earth.
不是所有的人。
Not all people.
是一些的人。
For some people.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
就是不虔不义阻挡真理的人。
Those who are not godly and those who are not righteous who fight against the gospel.
现在我不再重新解释这两个名词。
I'm not going to explain more about this ungodly and not righteous.
提醒你们那个阻挡真理什么意思呢？
But I want to mention to you what you mean going against the gospel.
也就是压制真理的意思。
That's the one who suppresses truth.
什么叫做压制真理呢？
What is to suppress the truth?
是不是有一些的人内心中间有一些的真理已经神放在里面，但是他们不尊重他。
Does it mean to say that God has put some truth in some people and do not honor this truth?
是的。
Yes.
这也就是神那应当在人身上人可以知道应当是尊重的关于最基要的信的种子的问题。
That the seed of this very fundamental faith that man should know and can know that God has placed in us.
我们用了好几次的时间来讲由于信以至于信。
We have spent few sessions to expound on the from faith to faith.
这其中有一堂我提到第一个信是自然的信，第二个信是领受救恩的信。
And one faith we talk about is a natural faith. The other one is the faith to receive the truth.
一个人信上帝和一个人信上帝向他施行救恩是两个不同的步骤。
I want to believe in God. I want to believe that God wants to apply the salvation on him are two different processes.
因为到上帝面前来的人
，Because he who comes to the Lord，
你必须信上帝。
You must first believe that that is God。
又信他后赐那些寻求他的人。
And also to believe that you are blessed those who seek after his grace。
所以这个信的第一个步骤就是对神的存在的信仰。
And the first step of faith is that to believe in the existence of God.
神的存在是一件可信的事情。
That the existence of God is something that we can believe in.
这是一个信的一个开端。
And this is the beginning of a faith.
是不是这个信是神这个因为基督才赐给我们每一个人？
This faith is it because of Christ that given to everybody.
这个第一步的信心乃是神创造人的时候已经放在人的里面。
This first step of faith that when God created mankind, he has put in us.
所以这个在救恩以前每一个人已经有了这个可能的信心。
So there's something before the salvation. Everybody had the possibility.
换句话说，无论你信主和没有信主，
or whether you are a Christian or not a Christian，
无论你是基督徒或者非基督徒，
whether you believe or do not believe in Christ，
只要你是人，
if you are man，
你是按照上帝的形象样式而被造的，
the one who is created after the image and likeness of God，
在你的人性里面，
that in the human nature，
就是你的基本的本质的里面，
in the very fundamental human nature，
已经有了一个信仰的可能，
there's a possibility of believing，
这个信仰与神的关系，
and this relation of this possibility with God。
有关于他存在的这一部分
That's according to what he exists.
这一部分已经放在你的里面
And this part has been placed in your heart.
当你压制他的时候
When you suppress it.
这就是拦阻真理的人
Which means you're going against the truth.
神的怒气就临到这样的人身上。
So then the wrath of God fall on this kind of people.
你说神的怒气是不是我马上看见对我即刻的刑罚呢？
You see that you can immediately see this wrath of God and God punish me immediately.
不一定的。
Not necessarily.
有时候神对一个人生气的时候，刑罚即刻临到他的身上。
Sometimes when God is angry with some people, judgment comes immediately.
但是有时候神对一个人的生气，就是任凭他犯罪，让他持续愤怒，直到神总结账的日子来到的时候。
But some from other people, God's wrath fall on them, but then they are given up to sin, and until such day when they stand before the God for judgment.
甚至我们看到有一些的疾病，是一病了以后就马上病症可见，非常危险。
Like we see some of the sickness, we immediately feel the effect of it.
但有一些的病症到你身上来的时候，你完全没有救。
But some of the illness, they come to you, but you never feel that they exist.
甚至他在里面酝酿的时期，可能好几年才爆发出来。
Even it's growing within you, but only after a few years, it exploded.
所以你完全没有感觉到那个病已经跟你的生命发生关系。
So you never feel that that illness has a relationship with the life.
我们用这个肝病来做比喻。
For instance, this liver illness.
以这个A 型的肝病呢，你一重病，你马上知道，因为你脸都黄了，你眼也黄了，你流的汗也黄了，你这个叫做黄疸病。
For instance, the A hepatitis, when you have the A hepatitis, your skin is yellow, your eyeball is yellow, you feel it.
这个叫做 hepatitis A。
This hepatitis A.
但是 B 型的肝炎不是如此。
But hepatitis B is different.
B 型的肝炎那个病毒进到你身上的时候
，because when the virus come into you，
你完全没有知觉。
You do not have that consciousness.
你完全没有感到有什么反应。
You do not feel that there's something wrong with you.
你不会像 A 型的人那样呕吐一样的。
It's not a hepatitis A. You feel vomiting.
疲倦
，Oh yeah, tired.
要常常休息
，You want to take rest.
完全没有这些病症
，Yeah, you don't have that kind of this phenomenon.
但是过了15年到20年以后
，But after 15 or 20 years,
那个病毒继续断侵犯你肝里面的细胞。
When the illness starts to grow and attack the cells of your people,
所以你细胞中间的那个容易的慢慢就减少，有这些细胞病呢就慢慢粘住，就变成肝硬化。
And then later it becomes hardened, it gets liver cancer.
肝硬化这个叫做 cirrhosis，
cirrhosis
肝硬化过几年有很可能就在硬化的地方产生一些的毒瘤，那就是肝癌发生了。
And after a few years of hardening of the liver, then it produces liver cancer.
所以你对个 B 型肝炎的人说
，So to the hepatitis，
你有病了。
You see that you have sickness，
他不会听你的。
He wouldn't listen.
因为他感觉完全没有记号。
Because he feels that there's no sign of it.
完全没有病症真相。
And there's also no sign of the illness.
他的健康的情形也没有退化，没有改变。
And his health is not affected at all.
但是医生从他的血查出来 B 型肝炎的病毒已经在他的血里面。
But the doctor from the diagnosis of the blood can know that he has hepatitis B.
1984年。我在菲律宾讲道的时候
，In 1984, when I was preaching in the Philippines,
20,000人来听我讲道
，20,000 came to me,
还有1-2千个人不能进来
，And 1 or 2,000 just cannot come in.
我直接用英文布道
，And I preach in English.
讲完道我就飞到香港去
，And after that, I flew to Hong Kong.
2天以后呢
，And 2 days later,
从菲律宾的消息传来了
，And Philippines came the news.
他说我已经中了 B 型的肝炎
，And they said I have hepatitis B.
那么那个医生呢又念错了，他说这个人一年里面就死。
And the doctor have a wrong diagnosis, said that I would die a year later.
所以我的家人紧张得不得了。
So my house was getting so worried.
后来我到印尼的时候
，So when I returned back to Indonesia,
我太太来接机。
So when my wife came to receive me in the
airport, 他说你知道你的情形了吗
？You know about your condition?
我说我知道。
I said no.
医生说你这年里面你就会死了。
And doctor said that you will die within this year.
那怎么办呢
？And what to do now?
我就问他那怎么办呢
？And I asked what to do now?
一定要死了怎么办呢
？Well, I have to die. What to do?
死了就算了吧。
I said, never mind if I die. 他
们怎么可以这样？
And how can that be so?
那问他不可以这样，要怎样呢？
Then what to do now?
他说我也不知道。
She said she doesn't know.
我更不知道。
And all the more I don't know.
我们有一生，一定有一时。
Because there's a time when we give birth to, there's time we die.
后来他们劝我从头再飞到菲律宾去。
And then they say, why don't you return back to the Philippines?
这次我的太太跟我的女儿都去了。
And then my wife, my daughter flew together.
从头总检查。
So we have a check again.
后来在那里休养一个月
，and then I rested for 1 month.
因为今年就要死了，有一个月休养也不错吧。
Well, for this year I will die, so it's good for me to have a rest for a month.
后来真正查出来不是肝癌，是肝炎。
So later on find it's not a liver cancer,
肝发炎。那么可以多久呢
？And how long would that be？
我就买了很多的书，因为快要死的人还要研究，这表示知道死因是什么。
So I bought a lot of books about this disease so that I would know what I die for。
我看了700多面有关于肝的书。
And I read about 700 pages about this hepatitis。
所以我有时候可以跟你讲肝的讲座。
And sometimes I can give a talk on the hepatitis.
后来我再去查医生的时候
，Later on when I went to check again with
the doctor, 我发现有一些医生读书读不多，乱讲一场。
And I found that some of the doctors are not good doctors.
因为他就是医病赚钱，没有想到有个病人为了肝病念了700多面的书。
So he never found one who is sick and read 700 pages about hepatitis.
那我死了没有呢？
So did I die?
我没有死。
I did not.
到现在还没有死。
And until today I'm still alive.
84年到现在已经16年了。
84 until now 16 years.
那么我有没有好呢？
Did I get better?
我没有好。
No.
It is a 慢性肝炎，是一直跟着你的。
Because this is a chronic disease.
所以呢，可能有一天我突然间肝病发作，这个硬化。肝癌来，我就离开世界。
Maybe one day you develop into liver cancer and I die.
那么你说是不是那个时候你死的时候，就是你的病现在就给你死了呢
？Does it mean that on that day when you die, then the disease caused by today?
我告诉你不是的。
No.
那个病在我的里面潜伏了十几年以后，20年以后才发作出来。
Because the illness has been there for 10 years, 20 years, and then exploded in the latest.
所以保罗的眼光同普通的眼光很不一样。
So Paul's view compared to others.
保罗是原来上帝的怒气显灵在人的身上。
And Paul said, rather what is revealed in us.
你说如果上帝对我生气，为什么我没有什么感觉呢
？It is said that if God is angry, really, what's that? Well, I don't have any feeling at all.
当神发怒的时候
，When God has wrath on you,
有时他的审判即刻临到你。
Sometimes the punishment comes immediately.
有时候你的罪是追赶你到审判台前才追上你。
But sometimes your sin is after you until the throne of judgment.
那个属灵的人，他的眼光就不一样了。
One who is a spiritual man has different view.
他不是看你死那一天才是你病。
He doesn't see that on the day when you die, the day is sick.
病毒临到你的那一天，你就开始病了。
Because when the disease comes to you on that very day, you're sick.
神的怒气临到一个人身上。
When the wrath of God comes upon some people,
可能即刻审判他。
Maybe immediately he's been punished.
可能任凭他继续犯罪。
And maybe he's given up the sin continually.
神的任凭。
And the giving up
of God. 也是神怒气的另外一种形式的表
现。Also another form of the wrath of God.
所以我们应当用敬畏的心看圣经与我们不同的观念是什么。
So it is a way of godly heart to see how the concept of the Bible have as compared to ours.
然后我们长存敬畏的心在神面前生活。
Then with heart of godliness we live before the Lord.
保罗在这里找到了一个重罪之源。
Here Paul has found a source for all sins.
保罗也讲出了不信之源。
And also the source of all unbelief.
你说我不能信。
You see, I cannot believe.
上帝没有把信心赐给我。
Because God has never given this faith to me.
我怎么会信呢
？How can I believe that?
是不是有一些的传道人，特别是归正神学的传道人
？And can it be that the reformed theologians?
他们常常说呢，连信心也是上帝来的。
Many times say that faith, even faith, comes from God.
这不等于说呢，为了要荣耀上帝，一切都是神的恩典，所以呢，我不可能产生信心嘛
？It doesn't mean that in order that everything will glory to God, that I cannot produce this faith myself.
我今天不信，因为上帝没有把信心给我嘛。
That I do not believe today because God has never given the faith to me.
如果上帝没有把信心给我，我怎么会信呢
？If God has never given the faith to me, how can I believe that?
所以这些人就为自己找到了足够的借口，增加对上帝的不敬畏，不反对。
This kind of people has found sufficient excuses before the Lord, and that's why they go against God.
保罗传福音不是接受这样的看法。
God said, "And this Paul preached the gospel without this conception."
保罗不是从开始就是原来上帝的福气已经临到你了。
And he didn't say that the blessing of God now has come upon you.
相反的，保罗是原来上帝的愤怒已经临到人的身上。
But he preached by saying that the wrath of God now has fallen upon you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个罪的源头
，because the source of sin
就是从不信产生出来。
It starts from our disbelief.
不信的开始
，and it begins from our unbelief.
压制了在你心中神已经赐下的真理。
That is because we suppress the truth that God has given in our heart.
你说这个真理是什么呢？
You see what this truth?
就是你明明知道上帝是存在。
That very clearly you know that God exists.
我怎么知道上帝存在
？How do I know that God exists?
你心灵的深处有一个特殊的见证。
Deep in your spirit, there's a witness.
这个叫做内在的印证。
That's internal testimony.
这个内在的印证是什么呢
？What is this internal testimony?
就是神自己把他存在的观念放在每一个人的心里面。
That God Himself has put the concept of His existence in everybody.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的启示。
And also this revelation of God.
现在我们大家对启示这个字有更清楚来的思想了。
And this revelation we now even better to know it.
启示这个字 Apocalyptus 什么意思
？Apocalyptus revelation what the meaning?
就是把这个盖把它打开来的意思。
That this the cover.
你把这个盖打开来的时候
，When the uncover 的，
别人就知道里面有什么东西。
And other will know what's in it.
还有女子用这黑纱把面盖住的时候
，When the lady was to veil herself with the face，
你不知道这个新娘面孔是怎么样。
You don't know what the face of the bride。
后来当她自己把它打开来的，那你可以看见。
And later on when she unveiled herself, you know how she looked。
你就知道她的面孔是怎样的。
You know how she looked then。
所以这一个人把这个遮盖的这个布幕把它打开起来，这个就是启示的意思。
So to unveil the veil, meaning is revelation.
神启示自己也是如此。
And the same way that God revealed himself to us.
启示跟发现是不一样的。
And to reveal and to discover are two different things.
启示是本人愿意把自己的奥秘公开叫做启示。
Reveal is because willingly you yourself take the initiative to disclose yourself.
发现着别人在他的寻找中间看见了一些真理。
But to discover is some people seeking you with their own effort, they find some truth.
所以将神的启示同人的发现是不一样的。
So the revelation of God and the discovery of man are two different things.
神的启示是从神本身，神的宝座里面发出来的。
The revelation of God comes from the throne of God.
人的发现是人在自然当中找出了那些的真理。
The discovery of man is that in the nature they find the truth of God.
We discover something in the nature.
But
God revealed himself to us within his own grace and his initiative.
我们在自然里面发现这个真理，但是神按照自己的主动呢，从他天上宝座把自己显明给我们。
所以这里所讲的不是人本的发现的问题。
So this is not something with human center.
这里所讲的是神本的启示的问题。
It is God's center that he revealed himself to us.
这样的人所发现的就是在被造自然界中间上帝隐藏的智慧、奥秘、系统、次序的知识等等。
What the man discovered, it is only by the nature that God has created that the man has found truth and wisdom.
The wisdom and the nature and the system and all kind of planning which God implanted in his creation. 上帝创造以后，上帝放在创造界里面那些神的智慧系统，这个人可以去发现起来。
So when God has created, God has put this knowledge and also the truth and also the wisdom, the system in the nature that we can discover.
但是人只能在自然界发现受造界的真理，没有办法发现创造者本身的奥秘。
But it is only in the nature man can discover the created knowledge, not the knowledge that comes from God himself as a creator.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为被造界是被造界。
Because the created realm is a created realm.
创造者是创造者。
And the creator is a creator.
创造者并不是被造的世界。
The creator does not belong to the creature.
被造的世界不是自己产生出来的。
And the created nature does not exist by itself.
它是按照神的永恒，它的全能同智慧能够造出来。
But according to the eternal nature, the power and the wisdom of God, the nature is being created by God.
所以当保罗接到第十九、第二十节的时候
，So when Paul coming to verses 19 to 20,
在这里没有用发现这个名词
，Here he never used the word discover,
也没有用证明这个名词
，And never used the word to the proof.
因为这完全不是人作为单位。作为本源的一种产生出来的知识。
Because this knowledge is produced by man as a unit, as a producing unit.
那是以神作本位，神作本体，他自己放在人里面显明出来的事物。
But God took the initiative, God as a substance that he revealed to us.
所以呢，神是自我启示的神。
So God is a God who revealed himself to us.
神是自我向人显明的神。
And God is the one who manifests himself to us.
像从第十八节到第二十节，你看见显明、显明、显明。这个名词没有更改过。
So from verses 18 to 19, you see that God manifests, manifests, and manifests, and Paul never changed the word.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这完全是神主动的。不是人主动的。
Is it totally God taking initiative, not man taking initiative?
那么在神的启示之中，人的地位在哪里呢？
So in the revelation of God, where does man stand?
人是被 被动领受神的启示。
Man very passively want to receive the revelation coming, taking initiative by God.
你的人是这样的被动吗？
Is man so passive?
虽然在这件事情上人是被动的。
Even upon this, man is so passive.
但人还是高过神所创造一切的一切。
But man is still higher than all things that God has created.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝所造的一切没有一样能够明白他的启示。
For all other things that God has created, none can understand the revelation of God.
只有人，
it is only man.
只有人可以接受上帝的启示。
It is only man that can receive the revelation of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为万物没有与神交通的可能。
Because there's no possibility of all other things to communicate with God.
万物没有了解灵界的理性。
And there's no reason for them to understand the spiritual world.
在万物中间没有像人有神的形象和样式。
In all other things, there's no such thing as they having the likeness, the image of God.
所以神造人以后才看他所造的一切都很好。
It is only after God has created mankind, then you see all things that he has created as good.
在好与很好中间有什么不同的地方？
From good to very good, what's the difference?
其实有神的形象样式在被造的人心灵的深处。
It is because that in the spirit of created mankind, God has a likeness, an image imprinted in him.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise the Lord.
我们是人。
Then we are human.
我们不是猪。
We are not a pig.
我们不是狗。
We are not a dog.
我们不是猫。
We are not a cat.
我们不是狮子老虎。
We are not a lion or tiger.
这些动物野兽。
Because all these beasts and animals,
虽然他们的体力过人，
even though they are powerful physically,
他们眼光锐利，
and also even with the eyes,
他们的听觉灵敏，
and even with the hearing power,
他们爪牙锋利，
and even with the claws, the power,
他们动作灵活，
and even they are swift in the movement,
甚至还会飞到空中去，
and they can fly in the air,
像飞鸟，
like a bird,
这些能飞的，
this thing they can fly,
能跑的，
they can run,
能争斗的，
they can also fight,
他们有许多物质方面过于我们的。
Physically, sometimes they're more powerful than us.
但是他们没有与神交通的可能。
But then there's no possibility in them to
communicate with God. 没有领受启示的可能。
And there's no possibility for them to understand the revelation of God.
所以他们没有敬拜赞美上帝的可能。
So there's no possibility for them to sing praises and to worship God.
更没有寻求或者向神祷告的可能。
And all the more they cannot seek after God, cannot pray to God.
这就人才有的。
And only man can be all this.
感谢上
帝。 Praise the Lord.
上帝造人，
God has created mankind.
造了一个有神形象样式的人。
Greater one who has the likeness and image of God.
在这个形象样式里面，
In this image and likeness,
永恒性，
the eternal nature,
把理性，
And also this,
道德性，
the legal nature,
把
moral nature,
这个行为的责任感，
and also the sense of responsibility,
还有把认识上帝的可能性放在，
and also the possibility to know about God.
所以神启示的对象是谁啊？
So who is the object that God has revealed to?
谁啊？
Who?
就是人。
Man.
The only object of God's revelation is man.
唯一能够了解神这个启示的对象是人。
神启示的唯一的对象就是人。
So the only object that God has revealed is man.
当人真正明白上帝的启示的时候，
When man fully understands the revelation of God,
这个人就得到了最大最大的产业。
This man can attain the highest property of God.
生命就丰盛起来。
Because now his life is so abundant.
钱可以使我们的丰富吗？
And money can it make us rich?
只有使我们的袋子我们银行的户口丰富而已。
It can only make our pocket and also bank account rich.
什么才使我们真正的生命丰富起来？
Who can really enrich our lives?
是对真理的了解。
That's the understanding of truth.
一个人真正明白真理，
The one who truly knows about truth,
这个人比那些袋子充满钱的人更丰盛。
And even compared to those who are heavy in the pocket, they are richer.
因为袋子的钱跟你抢光的时候你又在穷了。
Because when your money has been robbed from pocket, you become poor again.
你充满知识、真理、智慧在你里面，虽然在最穷的地方，那些东西还是你的财。
But when you have knowledge in your mind, even in the poorest country, you're still rich.
耶稣基督同时代有一个很伟大的哲学家叫做 Seneca.
Seneca is a philosopher who is the contemporary of Jesus Christ.
他说呢 ，Truth doesn't make you rich.
他说这个真理不叫你丰富
，But truth make you free.
但是真理能够使你自由，
真理使你的生命自由自在。
Because truth will make you free in life.
真理不给你物质方面富有。
It will not give you physical richness.
但给你生命中间有丰富的自由。
But then there is abundant freedom in you with your truth.
耶稣也这么说。
Jesus said,
你们要晓得真理。
You must know the truth.
真理就使你们进入自由。
And the truth shall set you free.
我们在哪一种真理上得的自由呢？
What kind of freedom?我 set free
是单单对自然的真理吗？
Is it the natural truth?
如果我们只有对自然有丰富的知识，
If we only have rich knowledge about nature,
那我们还不够丰富。
Then we are not rich enough.
因为我们有自然的生命的这一部分，我们也有超自然的生命的灵魂的另外一部分。
Because we have the natural life, we also have a life that's supernatural.
所以那个我们超自然的灵魂的那一方面，
And that's so we supernatural, the transcendent nature.
我们更需要认识神。
And all the more we need to know God.
所以将当上帝启示给人的时候，
So when God reveals himself to us,
他启示什么给我们呢？
What does he reveal to us?
他的启示分成几种呢？
His revelation, what categories are there?
归正神学告诉我们，
Reformed theology tell us,
神的启示的分成两部分。
The revelation of God can be divided into two parts.
一个部分是什么呢？
The first is,
就是普遍启示
General revelation.
第二个部分是什么呢？
And the second
就是特殊启示
Special revelation.
现在你们跟着我念好不好？
So、read,
我再讲一次。第一种
the first
是普遍启示，第二种
revelation
是特殊启示。好，我们大家来念，第一、二、三。第一是什么？普遍启示。第二是什么？特殊
Special revelation.
那普遍启示。跟特殊启示一样不一样呢？
So general revelation and special revelation are they the same?
不一样。
No.
第一
，the first，
这个对象不一样。
The object is different.
普遍启示是赐给每一个人的。
General revelation is given to each and everyone.
无论你是男是女
，whether you are male or female，
你是什么种族
，what race you are，
你什么社会的地位
，whether what position you
hold in society， 无论你什么国家的人民
，or what ethnic group you
are， 无论你什么时代生出来
，or which age you are，
无论你们受过多少的教育
，or whether how much you have been educated，
所有的人
，all kind of people，
普遍的人
，everyone，
神都把这个启示放在他里面。
That God has given this revelation in us。
那么特殊启示呢
？What a special revelation！
是神特别拣选。
They got a specially selected.
要教他明白更深一层道理的。
So that they will know more deeper and also in the truth.
让他们领受以后甚至写下来。
So they will receive and also write down.
并对全人类中间那些要领受救恩的人特别真理的教导。
So those who are to receive this salvation will be specially taught.
所以特殊启示跟这个普遍启示是不一样。
So special revelation and general revelation are different.
第二样。
The second.
范围不一样。
And the scope is different.
这个特殊启示的范围同普遍的启示范围是不相同的。
The scope of general and special revelation are different.
那普遍启示的范围在哪里？
General revelation, what is the scope of it?
就是在整个创造界里。
There is the whole created universe.
所以神在所创造的大自然，这个宇宙中间，这个这么大的范围，都启示了他自己。
In nature, in the universe that God created, God has revealed Himself in the natural revelation.
而这样呢，我们每一个人都可以在大自然间看见上帝的手迹、上帝的脚印、上帝工作的记号。
So then, in the nature, we can see the handiwork of God. We can see the traces of God.
这个宇宙充满了神自己的工作。
And the whole universe is filled with the work of God.
充满了神自己的智慧。
Also filled with the wisdom of God.
所以我们如果把诗篇第十九篇把它分成两段
，If we were to divide Psalm number 19 into two parts,
你就发现前面那一段就是讲上帝的普遍启示。
You see that the first part talk about the general revelation of God.
后面那一段就是讲上帝的特殊启示。
And the second part talk about the special revelation of God.
诗篇十九篇第一段怎么讲呢
？And the first part of the Psalm 19 says,
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
The universe proclaim the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的作为。
Then heaven and earth proclaim his handiwork.
整个大自然正在讲上帝的事情。
And the whole universe talk about the work of God.
一个人见了大自然,
when one sees the universe, and the profundity of the universe,
奇妙的安排,
that's a very wonderful arrangement,
生命的这个奥,
and the mystery of life.
然后你说没有上帝,
and then you say there's no God.
这个人不是说谎, 就是神经有病,
either you lie or you're mentally wrong.
因为神把他的记号放在大自然里面,
because God has put his sign in the universe.
在台湾一个文学家叫做张晓峰,
and there is a writer in this Taiwan called 张晓峰,
他是林志平教授的太太,
and also the wife of 林志平.
他在一篇文章里面写这样一句话,
in an article she wrote,
当一个人看见大自然的美妙之后, 又说没有上帝, 我不知道这个人到底发生了什么事情。
When a man sees the wonder of the whole universe and sees there's no God, I don't know what happened to him.
这个宇宙太奥妙了。
The whole universe is so marvelous.
一切的安排, 都是最高最深的智慧所形成出来。
Even all arrangement of the whole universe manifesting the highest wisdom.
是超过人的科学家, 所能定, 所能明白的。
It transcends what scientists can understand and can design.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以范围大得不得了。
Because this scope is so big.
那么特殊启示的范围是什么?
And what are the scope of the special revelation?
就是借助圣灵的感动。
And through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
把一些更深的真理交托一些的人,
so some of the deeper truth has been given to some people.
所以这不是在自然界里面可以看出来的,
so if this is something they can witness in the natural revelation,
特殊其实在个别神与某些人中间记忆 encounter, 然后把他的心意向他们进一步的讲出来。
In special revelation, God has encountered with some people and they have written down the mind of God.
这些人就把神的心意写下来。
And the mind of God has been written down by these people.
旧约的时候, 神启示先知们。
And that's why in the Old Testament, God has revealed and inspired to the prophets.
启示一些的君王,
to reveal to some kings.
还有启示一些的祭司同智慧人,
and some of the priests, some of the wise men.
他们写下了旧约的圣经,
when they have written the Old Testament.
在新约的时候, 上帝启示的使徒们, 记载了一些重要的真理。
In the time of the New Testament, God has also revealed to some of the apostles to write some important message.
所以这样的普遍启示, 就成为可明白上帝心意的文字的记录, 就是圣经。
So this special revelation becomes the written word of God that the man can understand about the mind of God.
这本圣经也本身就是神的启示。
And even this Bible itself is a special revelation of God.
有时候上帝借着异梦,
sometimes God through dreams,
有时候上帝借着一些意象,
some visions,
有些上帝借着他的圣灵在人心中深深的感动,
and sometimes God touched them with his voice in the heart,
把一些重要的真理放在人心灵的里面。
So some very important truth that God has placed deep in the spirit.
这跟普天下全宇宙的启示的自然的启示是不一样。
So as compared to the natural revelation in the whole universe, the special revelation is different.
所以不但对象不同,
so no, the object is different.
范围不同,
scope is different.
那么目的一样不一样呢?
And the purpose also are the same.
目的也不一样,
even the purpose is different.
普遍启示的目的,
because the purpose of general revelation,
要人认识上帝的存在,
to cause people to know that God exists.
我再讲一次,
I will say one more
time. 普遍启示的目的,
the purpose of general revelation,
要人认识上帝的存在,
to cause people to know that God exists.
特殊启示的目的,
the purpose of special revelation,
不是如此,
it's not so.
要人认识这存在的上帝是一位怎样的上帝,
to know that what kind of God that is God who exists.
他的本性是如何的,
what kind of nature that he has.
他的属性是如何的,
and the attribute of his.
他的计划是什么,
and what about his plan.
他与人的关系是怎么样的,
his relationship with mankind.
他对人的救赎要怎么样运行出来,
and his salvation, how will he work
out. 他的整个历史以及历史过程的终点, 所定的这个整个的方向是什么,
even the history, the process of history, what kind of plan and the direction of history is.
普遍启示完全不同层次了。
So all this are in the totally different level as compared to general revelation.
普遍启示所能认识的,
in general revelation, what they can know,
因为又真又活的上帝,
only a living God.
而特殊启示给我们认识的,
but in special revelation, what that we know,
这位又真又活的上帝, 是我的创造者, 是我的救赎者, 是把真理启示给我的神。
This God who is alive is the one who is my creator and also my redeemer. who want to reveal himself to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以特殊启示与普遍启示是不一样。
So special revelation and general revelation are totally different.
我举个很简单的比喻。
I want to make an illustration.
你们马来西亚都知道有一个人叫做马哈蒂。
In Malaysia, you know there's a man called Mahathir.
所以你说马哈蒂存在吗？
You say Mahathir does he exist?
你说存在。
Yes, he exists.
所以大家都普遍的认识他是马哈蒂。
So generally, every morning, know that he is a Dr. Mahathir.
但马哈蒂的个性如何？
Well, what about the nature of Dr. Mahathir?
他脾气如何？
Or his tempo?
他喜欢吃什么东西？
What kind of thing that he like?
他最深的思想是什么？
And what's the deepest thing of his?
可能不是你我可以知道的。
Maybe not you and I should know.
他的太太才知道的。
But his wife will know.
对不对呢？因为他与他在一起
，because she living together with him，
用爱情结为夫妇
，and because of love they want to get married，
愿意把他的心意告诉他最亲近的人
，and that's why he tells the deepest more about his wife。
你知道有一个人叫 Mahathir，
so you know about a man they call a Mahathir。
同你被他选上做他的太太，知道他一切的奥秘。是两件不同的事。
But the one who has selected to be the wife to know more about him is totally different.
所以你把这个比喻听清楚以后
，So when you're clear about this illustration，
你再读第十九、二十节，你就更明白了。
So when you read verses 19 to 20， all the more you can understand.
我们再翻开来看。
So when you read one more time，
第十九节说什么呢
？What does it say in verses 18 to 19？
上帝的事情
，He says things about God。
人说什么
？What man can？
什么？人所能知道的
can know，
原显明在人心里
has been revealed in the heart，
因为上帝已经给他们显明
because God has revealed to them。
第二十节一同来读一二三，自从造天地以来，他的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。那这十九节跟二十节什么意思呢？
In verses 19 and 20, what's the meaning there?
显明
，reveal，
显明
，reveal，
谁显明
？Who revealed？
啊，我问你谁显明
？Who revealed？
啊，上帝
，God revealed，
上帝显明他自己
，God revealed himself to us。
这里是不是人证明上帝？
Does it say that God man prove about God?
圣经全本圣经没有一处说人可以证明上帝存在。
The Bible never says that man can prove the existence of God.
只有说他的信就得了明证。
Only because when they believe they have the witnesses,
evidence. 对他信心的印证。
It is only by the confirm in what they believe in.
另外一处的约翰福音告诉我们
，In John it says,
接受他的人。
And those who receive him,
印上印证明上帝是真的。
And they have been confirmed with the seal that God is true.
接受者领受印证，不是你印证了以后才接受他。
So it is the one who have received that have the confirmation, not that you receive, not that you confirm first.
所以叫 Reform 神学给我们一个很严格的方法论的问题。
So Reform theology gives us a very strict methodology.
不是人证明上帝存在。
It is not man who proves that God exists.
是这位存在的上帝显。显明自己给人
，But it's the God who exists now. He revealed himself to us.
这是完全不同的两个方向。
So it's totally two different directions.
我们试试看，要证明上帝存在。
How can we prove that God exists?
这是很好笑的事情。
This is something funny.
上帝的存在为什么需要你证明呢
？Why is that God need that you prove that he exists?
一个不过几十公斤的人可以证明无限上帝的存在。
A one who only weighs a few kilograms can prove that God exists.
这个方法论不是圣经提供的。
This methodology is not something provided.
罗马书第一章很清楚地告诉我们，是神显明自己给人。
Romans chapter one very clearly tells us God revealed Himself to us.
这个论到 methodology of apologetics，
谈到这个呼叫学里面的这个方法论，
不是 evidential method，
不是这个证据派，
还是 presuppositional method，
还是先设派，
是 revelational method，
是这个启示的，
是神启示给人。
God Himself revealed to us.
所以呢，奇克果说
，So Kierkegaard says，
上帝明明在这里。
God is fully here.
你不要去与他交谈。
Do not you don't to talk to him.
你倒用各样的方法来证明他在这里。你是神经病。你误入上帝。
You use all methods to prove that he is here. You have something wrong with the mind.
对上帝的侮辱。
This is insult to God.
我举个例子啊。
For instance,
这个许坛默牧师现在在这里。
And Reverend Su is here.
我们不管他在不在这里。
We don't care what he's here.
明明知道他在这里。
Truly we know he's here.
我们故意来讨论许牧师到底存在不存在。
And we want to talk about whether Reverend Call exists or not.
他是人。 或者是鸡或者是狗。
Whether it's a man, a cow, a chicken.
如果是人，他是男的或者是女的。
Well, if it's a human child, whether it's a male or female.
他到底小孩子或者老人。
And whether he's a young man or old man.
那个唐牧师这个太啰嗦，就直接问他好了。
And he said, Reverend Tom, why don't you just ask him directly?
直接到他面前好了。
Go before him.
这就是启克果跟赫克尔不同的地方。
And this is different between Kierkegaard and Hegel.
这个所谓的理性主义跟生命哲学不同的地方。
And that's different with rationality and also about life experience.
The philosophy of life.
Philosophy of life, philosophy of rationality.
神已经在这里。
God is rich.